This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials are reacting to a joint statement on Tuesday by China and Russia on the war in Ukraine from Moscow, where Chinese President Xi Jinping held talks with his host, Russian President Vladimir Putin. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House on Tuesday said there is nothing from the talks and agreement between the Chinese and Russian leaders that gives hope the war in Ukraine is going to end anytime soon.
They should urge President Putin to cease bombing cities, hospitals, and schools, to stop the war crimes and the atrocities, and end the war today.
Kirby added that while China should not be considered a neutral party, the United States has seen no indication the Chinese are poised to provide the Russians with lethal weapons. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida was in Kyiv for talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kishida began a surprise visit to Ukraine early Tuesday, hours after Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in neighboring Russia for a three-day visit. The dueling summits come as the long-time rivals are on diplomatic offensives. Kishida's surprise trip to Ukraine comes just hours after he met with Indian President Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Kishida, who's chairing the Group of Seven summit in May, is the only G7 leader who hasn't visited Ukraine and was under pressure to do so at home. He's expected to offer continuing support for Ukraine when he meets with Zelensky. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ethiopia and Eritrea on Tuesday rejected U.S. State Department claims that their armies and others had committed war crimes in the northern Tigray region. This is VOA News. The deadly cyclone that lashed Malawi last week has displaced more than 500,000 people in the country, the UN said Tuesday, as it warned of soaring humanitarian needs. Cyclone Freddy dumped 6 months' worth of rainfall on southern Malawi in 6 days, with floods and mudslides sweeping away homes, roads, and bridges in a record-breaking deluge. The cyclone has left almost 500 people dead in the south of the country, while another 150 have died in its pass in the other southern African countries since the end of February, UN agency data shows. An Iraqi novelist and professor is marking two decades after then U.S. President George W. Bush launched the 2003 U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
When in history did missiles and bombings bring democracy?
20 years after the U.S. invasion of Iraq, Iraqi writer and associate professor of Arabic literature at New York University, Sinan Antoun.
Most people don't have hope. So the situation in Iraq now is really terrible. And the Iraqis who live in Iraq will live with the consequences of the invasion, sadly. The people who decided to go to war, they don't have to live with the consequences of war.
For Antoun, what's left of his home country is hopelessness and anarchy.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. U.S. health researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say cases of a dangerous superbug fungus tripled in just over 3 years, with more than half of states now reporting it. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
According to the CDC, the coronavirus pandemic was likely partly responsible for the increase. Hospital workers were strained by COVID-19 patients, and that likely shifted their focus away from disinfecting other kinds of germs. The fungus, Candida auris, is a form of yeast that is usually not harmful to healthy people, but can be a deadly risk to fragile hospital and nursing home patients. The study found cases increased from just under 500 in 2019 to nearly 1,500 in 2021. I'm Mike Hempen.
Barricades set up near Trump Tower in New York City, police on high alert, and throngs of journalists outside the prosecutor's office. New York was waiting Tuesday for the likely indictment of Donald Trump, but the timing remains uncertain. The ex-president claimed himself he'd be arrested on Tuesday over hush money paid to a pornographic actress, but his lawyer said it was based on media reports and not fresh action by prosecutors. I'm Joe Ramsey.